It was a day of political tradition, ceremony, and drama. For the last time, Tony Blair faced questions in the House of Commons.
Are there questions to the Prime Minister?
Mr. Blair opened the session on a sober note, expressing condolences to the families of three British servicemen killed in action.
I am truly sorry about the dangers that they face today in Iraq and Afghanistan. I know some may think that they face these dangers in vain. I don't, and I never will.
Mr. Blair has remained steadfast in his support for intervention in Afghanistan and in Iraq, even amid increasing public opposition. During his term, he faced many tough questions in the chamber, especially from the opposition Conservative Party. Yet on this date, there were also tributes, including from Conservative Party leader David Cameron.
For 13 years, he has led his party. For 10 years, he has led our country. And no one can be in any doubt in terms of the huge efforts he has made in terms of public service. He has considerable achievements to his credit, whether it is peace in Northern Ireland, whether it is his work in the developing world, which I know will endure.
Mr. Blair refused to be drawn out over speculation he would shortly be named a special envoy for the Middle East Quartet, made up of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations. But he did talk about a broad international consensus of what it will take to find a peaceful solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
The only way of bringing stability and peace to the Middle East is a two-state solution, which means a state of Israel that is secure and confident of its security, and a Palestinian state that is not merely viable in terms of its territory, but in terms of its institutions and governance. I believe it is possible to do that, but it will require a huge intensity of focus and work.
Mr. Blair also paid tribute to his colleagues in the House of Commons.
I can pay the House the greatest compliment I can by saying that from the first to last, I never stopped fearing it. And that tingling apprehension that I felt at 12:03 today, I felt as much 10 years ago, and every bit as acute. And it is in that fear that the respect is contained.
Amid a standing ovation in the House of Commons, Tony Blair left the chamber. He returned to No. 10 Downing Street for final farewells to staff members before heading to Buckingham Palace to formally hand in his resignation to Queen Elizabeth. As the new leader of the Labour Party, Gordon Brown succeeds Mr. Blair as Prime Minister. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.